Thank you for tuning in to another fun episode with your favorite Mask Moms, Lori.
Hi.
Jennifer, that's me, and Juliana.
Hey.
The holidays are fast approaching. You can feel it in the air, and you can certainly see it all around you in Walt Disney World. It's been a tough year, so this episode we'll be shifting gears a little bit to talk to you about our top Disney gifts for 2020, a few of our favorite things. But first, one of our favorite things, a Mask cocktail. Juliana, what are we drinking?
So there's a couple of special beverages you can get only this time of year at Disney. And one of them is at Dockside Diner in Disney's Hollywood Studios. And it is a flight of spiked hot chocolate. Chocolate bite. So it's three different kinds of hot chocolate, creamy, chocolatey goodness that you can get with Bailey's and hot chocolate and cinnamon. And then there's one with vanilla vodka and hot chocolate. And then there's one with cherry bourbon and hot chocolate. And I have to say,
that one sounds good.
All three of these sound.
I was going to say all three sound wonderful.
Delicious. And sometimes it gets cold in Orlando. So it's so nice to like walk around Disney, drink. Oh, yes, please. And then if you're into a more southern beverage than hot chocolate, you know how much we love Homecoming, Chef Art Smith's Homecoming. And he's got all those great moonshines. And at this time of year, they bring out a very merry moonshine, which is moonshine with Kahlua, eggnog, and nutmeg garnished with a cinnamon stick.
And what was your review about how this sounded?
I'm not very – I can't say that – I'm not – I
mean, it's good.
The idea of mixing nutmeg and – or eggnog and moonshine is questionable to me.
So I think so too. But then if you recall, one of those moonshines that was on our flight that we got last month was an apple pie moonshine.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
I would say I love eggnog. I love all things eggnog. Anytime my family gets together to do a Christmas tree, we have spiked eggnog. This looks good. I mean, I'm gonna trust Chef Art here.
I know he does such a good job with everything else. So
I have a feeling that it's not gonna be actually him taking eggnog and putting it with moonshine. I think it's infusing those flavors into the moonshine, like he did with the apple pie.
I don't know.
I'm gonna.
We need a photo.
I don't think it's gonna taste like vomit in a glass. I'm actually gonna be. That's one of the reservations that I got with my family. So I might take one for the team and try this one. Report back because that sounds good. And if the weather is nice and cool in the evenings, I might have to go for that, especially that cherry bourbon hot chocolate.
Yeah, that sounds good. I was going to say, I'm looking at a picture, Juliana. It looks like eggnog.
It looks like eggnog. Well, I guess. Okay, so the idea of moonshine and eggnog sounds weird to me, but you put whiskey in eggnog, so I guess it's not that weird. Try it. I definitely want to know. So
I'll take one for the team. I'll report back.
Yeah. Or if any of our faithful listeners have had it, let us know. But those are our wintry Mouska cocktails. And now it is time for our favorite things daily roundup.
Yes. So we are actually going to skip the news this week. So we're going to go straight into the daily roundup because we need to concentrate on some of these gifts here. So we thought that it was only fair, since Oprah has her top gifts list, that we as Mouska Moms need to have our top gift list as well.
I mean, we're as good as Oprah.
Exactly.
I mean, don't people look to us for advice?
Right, Bob?
Right? I mean, if Oprah should have one, I feel like we should have one too.
Absolutely.
So, you know, but of course ours, we are going to concentrate solely on Disney things.
Which tends to be the majority of my gift wish list anyway, so I feel like that's okay.
Yes. And I was going to say, this is for every single person that, you know, has a love for Disney. We're going to go through the moms, the dads, the tweens, the kids, and even the babies. So it's, we're going to go through our list, and I think we're going to separate them out kind of by who you're going to give them to. You guys want to start with the mom or the gift for her, or her adult?
Well, our favorite.
Yeah.
These are gifts for us. So
this is essentially gifts for us. So whoever's buying gifts for us, please listen up.
Pay attention to this part, and so, then you can turn the volume down.
Right. So gifts for mom or adult lady in your life. It doesn't have to be. And by mom, we mean like wife mom. We don't mean, well, it could be for your mother if you're an adult, but we really mean us.
Us, yes.
Adult ladies. So the gifts for me.
Right.
So my favorite is the Dooney and Burke. I love their bags. I think they're adorable. I love their themes. They come out with something new all the time. They have all these different sizes. They're practical. You can get anything from a wallet to a huge bag. And so these are kind of on the pricier side. If you like a Disney bag, but you don't want this price point, then you're going to want to go for a Loungefly. But if it's something special for a gift, for the holidays, for a birthday, go for the Dooney and Burke. There are rarely discounts on these.
Yeah.
So you're just going to have to pay the listed price. Every once in a while, Shop Disney will have a deal, but it's like once in a blue moon and probably not in time for the holidays. But they'll run you anywhere from the little wristlets at $150 and up.
Now, so those are mine. If you're in Orlando and you can get to Disney Springs,
yes,
they are honoring the AP discount. Is that still going on?
No.
Of course. Stopped it in time for Christmas.
Yep.
Yeah. And those are usually the kinds of deals that you'll see. So usually if there is a deal, it's going to be in person. I'm not sure whether or not. In fact, you know what? I think it is. I think Shop Disney does honor the Disney Visa or DVC member discount.
I think they might. It depends. Sometimes they have exclusions. I've seen sometimes during the holidays they increase those exclusions. So it's one of those things, you know, I just say, especially with this stuff, it's expensive. If this is what you're choosing to spend your money on, it's a fantastic gift. And, you know, just where you're buying it from, I tend to just get it from Shop Disney because knowing that it's what it is. Yeah. But it is, it's definitely a very good gift as your like big, I guess, gift item for that person.
Yes. Right. This would be right. I mean, depending on your budget, this would be the
good. And then again, like if this is out of your price point, Loungefly is adorable also. They also make everything from little wristlets all the way to like backpacks and bags. And those are usually really cute too. I don't find them as, I think the big difference is that Dooney and Burke is usually like subtle, I guess, maybe. I don't know what
you mean in
is.
Like the Disney design that's on it.
The Disney design that's on it.
Yeah.
And then Loungefly is usually a lot louder.
It's a little more kitschy.
Yeah. A lot of them have like Mickey ears on them. So they have big ears sticking out of them. They're really cute though, too. I have both. My Loungefly backpack has held up okay.
Are the Loungeflies leather? I don't think they are.
Some of them are. I don't know if they're real leather or leather.
I don't think they're real leather. Right. The parts that seem to be breaking are like the zipper, depending.
Right. The Dooney and Burks are leather.
Yes.
Yeah. So definitely. You get what you pay for.
Exactly. And I have a Loungefly backpack that is not leather, and the material that it's made out of folds really well. So I like to pack that for my trips because it doesn't take a lot of room up in my bag. And that I use that a lot for a park bag, but it's definitely a difference in quality for the Dooney and Burke, which is just awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So what else do we have?
So we have the H2O bath products, which are by far my favorite. And I've actually gotten them the last 2 or 3 years for Christmas. So I'm hoping that happens again. Mm-hmm. If Eric's listening. But they are Disney's bath products. They shampoo, conditioner, soap, the lotion. And they run about they're a little pricey. They run about $22 to $25 each. Right now they have the set on sale for $54.99. It is pricey. The bottles are not like huge bottles you'd get at you know, like a Target. They are a little smaller. But I love these products. I use them sparingly. Now that Disney does not give them away at the resort.
Because people like you used to hoard them.
Yes, I did. I would ask very nicely to the Mouska housekeepers. Yes, and I'd ask very nicely for a couple, and they would give me bags full. So I keep them sparingly. I use them.
And that is why we can't have nice things anymore, people. You and Juliana, you ruin it one step at a time.
I say now they have them like under lock and key. In the resorts. But you know what? I think they're great if you know, want to use them to smell a little bit of Disney every once in a while. So it's kind of a fun product for those Disney loving, you know, moms and ladies. I love them. So.
And it takes you back. Like you said, it takes you back to your trip. It's just, you know, they say like smell triggers memory more than anything. Mm-hmm. So.
I usually use them when it's like 20 degrees in Chicago and I need to smell something that reminds me of warmth and sun
and sweat. Yes. So I love bath products and purses, but I am definitely partial to jewelry. Always. First and foremost, I'm a jewelry girl. Love it. And I love all the special Pandora charms that you can get, exclusive Disney Pandora charms. I have a Pandora bracelet, with several Disney charms on it. My absolute favorite one is Cinderella's coach. It's beautiful.
Oh, you showed me that. That was cute.
I absolutely love it. I've filled up my Pandora bracelet with places where we have traveled and Disney. And sometimes I change them out. Like I'll just do an all Disney bracelet or an all travel bracelet. I have other meaningful charms, but I really do. There are several beautiful Disney charms, and there are some that are specific just to Walt Disney World, just to Disneyland Paris. I'm assuming Disneyland in Anaheim has its own castle or something.
Yeah, they have the Ferris wheel because I have that one for my first trip to Disneyland.
Love it. So
that one's very cute. They have a whole bunch of Disney ones, and I actually don't have a Pandora bracelet. I have some other brand that I actually got on a Disney cruise line. Because they were running a special and the Pandora charms fit on that one just fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, these ones are so cute. The one I saw and I almost got weird in Walt Disney World and I probably should have, but again, if people are listening, the Walt and Mickey one holding hands, charm, I think is adorable.
It is super cute.
But they have cute ones just about for every character, just about for, you know, anyone's personality. I will say they don't have a Tinkerbell one and the Bobs need to fix that. I don't know.
Yeah, that does need to be fixed.
That needs to be fixed.
I love wearing bracelets. So, and like the Pandora bracelet, it can be heavy once you get all your charms on there. So if you're more into bangles, they're also on Etsy. You can find a gazillion Mickey bangle bracelets. I saw a cute one today. That's a little Mickey bangle. And I like to wear multiple bangles together. So, you know, like to layer them if they're really fine. So you can get some anything like that on Etsy. And also Alex and Ani have – is it Ani or Annie? I don't even know. They have a gazillion Disney bangle bracelets. They're about $45. You can get them directly on their website or a million retailers sell them. They have Star Wars ones. They have princess ones. They have
Mickey ones. Harry Potter ones. Just – I know this is a Disney favorite
Yeah.
If you're into Harry Potter, they have I love wearing rings. And I have two Alex and Ani rings that I bought. I have one that's silver, just a Mickey silhouette, and then I have one gold Harry Potter one where it has the Harry Potter glasses and the lightning bolt. It's really cute. And
they are really
reasonable. So those are always a cute idea.
Yeah, I love the bracelets. So if Andy's listening, I could use a couple of those Alex and Ani bracelets. they're like little bangles with kind of like medallions that hang down. They're just adorable.
I was gonna say, and they're one of the ones that are – they're not like slam in your face Disney. You know, I think I have a Frozen one and like it's like, you know, you'd really have to know that it's Frozen.
Right.
You know, it has the snowflake. It has a few other things in there. But unless you know the Frozen movie, you're just like, oh, it's like winter. Like, it's one of those, you know, it's a cute one. It's not in your face Disney where you can't wear it every day.
Right. I love the one that has the Rebel Alliance medallion on it.
That's awesome.
It's really cool. And also, if you're into jewelry, you can find Disney jewelry a lot of times. I got an adorable Mickey Mouse charm at Kohl's on a super sale. You can use your Kohl's cash. Like, you can find subtle, really cute Disney jewelry a lot of places. But these are some of our favorites. Pandora and Alex and Ani really love those.
So can I talk about another one of my favorite things? I got really into this way in the beginning of quarantine when we really were not leaving the house much at all. You guys were talking a minute ago with the shampoos and everything about that smell or scent memory.
Yes.
I am addicted to the Magic Candle Company. Have you guys done any shopping with that ever?
Yeah, I just got an order delivered.
Yeah, it's really dangerous.
Yeah, but,
this is a company that oftentimes has discounts on their stuff, but they do candles, they do wax melts. I bought a wax melter, and I buy their wax melts, and you can get scents of anything Disney. Like, I have. What am I burning right now? Because literally I do – it's in my office all the time. I have Yacht Club in right now, and it really does smell like the lobby of the Yacht Club. It's awesome.
Yeah. I don't get – and we should say this Magic Candle Company, they are not authorized by Disney. No. You'll see the names, and the names are not strictly Disney, but you're going to be able to guess kind of what – like, I think it just says the yacht. It doesn't say the Yacht Club because they can't take the Yacht Club. Mm-hmm. And the other,
but you'll know
exactly what they are. I have a few of their candles. Their candles are, they can be pricey, but I will say they burn really, really well.
Yeah. So this Yacht Club melt that I have, I got this in April, and wax melts last forever. Like, I'm still burning it.
It's amazing to me how they nail the scents too, because, you know, people, really I think people are aware, Disney pipes in smells, right? Like, so like when you walk into the Polynesian and you smell that smell, that is intentional. Every place has a signature scent, even Main Street. It's piped in. So
that's the other scent I have. I have the Main Street Confectionery. I have Pirates of the Caribbean.
I was going to say, you probably have Pirates, and they have a Haunted Mansion one.
Yeah. I have the Orange Grove from Soarin'.
It's crazy. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I know how Disney does it. I just don't know how the company does it.
I just got the Christmas scents.
Yeah, they do have that. The other cool thing that they have, if you're thinking that this would be a cool gift for somebody you know, they have a subscription box that you can get if you can't make up your mind, because there are a lot of times where I'm looking at all these, I'm like, I just don't know. So you can get a subscription box. You can do a one-time one, or you can do, I think they have it in 3 month, 6 month, or 12 month, and there is a coupon if you're a first-time subscription box subscribers. So go check that out. It's Magic Candle Company. I love them. I really do. It makes me cry smelling it.
Yeah.
I'm crying right now smelling my Yacht Club.
I was saying, it makes me happy. We did do a joint kind of thing with Scentsy Wax. I did buy the Mickey Mouse warmer from them. It's adorable. It plugs in, and then I kind of did a combo. So I did the Scentsy Wax warmer, the Mickey Mouse warmer, and then I bought the wax melts from Magic Candle.
And everything's compatible too. So
yes, everything works together. The Mickey Mouse is adorable. It's in my office. It's very, very cute. They have a few.
It's a cute combination because the Magic Candle Company Max wax melters are really expensive, like really expensive. And the Scentsy ones were not as expensive. So.
No. And they, I actually like the Mickey Mouse one I liked better on their website. So I got that one. They had a few other gift ones. They had a really cute Winnie the Pooh honey pot one warmer.
Oh,
that one was super cute. I was close to getting that one. So they had a few, and I think they came out with Pixar ones too. Which are
they
cute.
Also have hand sanitizers, I'm seeing, which I think is kind of a cute idea.
So Magic Candle Company, I bought a hand sanitizer before our trip, and I bought the Yacht Club one because that's my favorite one that they make. And it wasn't very good.
Oh, really?
it was too much.
Mm, yeah. Oh, I think, didn't you bring it out?
Yes. And yes, one, I remember one and done. Yeah, yeah, it was not great. Their candles are good and their wax melts are good.
Stay away from the bath products. Okay.
Yeah, I did not like the hand sanitizer. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So moving on.
Moving on. We can't be Masca moms without stuff for our food and wine. So
yes. Right. So we have the Disney Pixar slow cooker, which is on Amazon. It's basically, or I call it a crock pot. Some people are crock pot or slow cookers, whichever one. It's a very cute
Kleenex facial tissue, whatever.
Potato.
It's a very cute slow cooker. It has all the Pixar faces going around it. I think it's adorable. I mean, slow cookers are very bland. You get like black, white, you know, yeah, like
this one's really cute. Silver. And it's reasonably priced and it's a 7-quart one. So it's like $34. It's not bad.
So yeah, that one's
not really that much different than what you'd pay for a plain one. So
no,
you might as well judge it up.
Right? You know, and then you put it out in front of a crowd. It's a conversation piece. I like it. So that one's $34 on Amazon. To be paired with that is an Olaf cutting board that we found for $25. And this one was found
on Etsy.
On Etsy. So this one looks adorable.
It's cute. It's a picture of Olaf, and it says, "Some people are worth cooking for." And frankly, sometimes when I'm cooking for my family, I need to be reminded that they're worth cooking for because they are driving me crazy. So that one struck a chord with me.
I love using pretty cutting boards to display stuff when I have friends and family over. Yes. So this one would be a really cute one because it's a wooden cutting board, and it has that cute little feature on it.
And who doesn't love Olaf?
Right?
I mean, really, really.
So there's also a cookbook that I saw on Amazon, and I want this on my list, and it's only $15 in hardcover, which is about half off the regular price. It's the Unofficial Disney Parks Cookbook, and it has a bunch of copycat recipes.
Oh.
Yes. So it has like the biscuits from Carthay Circle, and it has Dole Whip in it, and a bunch of I think it even has Mickey pretzels. So
I
a lot
we
of
need three of these. I right? think we need
three.
One.
Yeah, we need three. We each need
boys, if you're listening.
Yeah. I like this.
I know. So I think that's kind of fun if you like to cook and you want to, you know, taste of the parks.
I've always wanted to do the Julia Childs the movie where she like went through the entire cookbook and cooked every day one recipe from the cookbook. I feel like I could do this with Disney.
Yeah, you should totally do a Disney version.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Yes,
and make videos for our YouTube channel.
All right.
Let's do it. 2021 goals.
Yeah, 2021 goals. So no, I like this. I think this is an awesome gift. So this one's very, very cute.
My favorite,
who
though.
Who cooks without a glass of wine?
And there you go. Good segue, Jen. Good one. Right.
And I love drinking. So I have some special wine glasses that I've gotten during trips over the years to Disney. And again, much like the Magic Candle Company and my Disney jewelry and stuff, taking this out when I'm missing the parks is just, you know, it's nice. It's nice to have. And these kinds of things are so much nicer when someone else buys them for you. So... So you can find a lot of cute little wine glasses on Shop Disney. You can find them on Etsy. We found a really cute one that we all love. I Wine Because I'm Not at Disney. And that was on Amazon for about $17. So
I know. I like that one. It's very cute. I have a few wine glasses. They're literally just my own. I don't give them out to guests. This would be one that I would just keep to myself. I have one that Eric got me that says Masca Moms on it. So that is one of my favorite ones. And this one's adorable. I like it a lot. Awesome. And it's a great segue when you're trying to book a trip to show your husband and just keep putting it right in front of him. That I think it's great.
Yeah. Hint, hint.
Yeah, right. So should we move on to husband?
Yeah. The man in your life is so hard to shop for, and you would think that when you're talking about Disney, there really aren't that many things to buy for Dad that are Disney-themed, but think again, because we found a lot.
A lot.
Who wants to start?
Well, so you were just saying that it's – You were just saying that, you know, you can't think of anything that you want to get for the guy. And sometimes you think of something and you think, oh, he's not going to love it that much. You may recall that I mentioned there was a Baby Yoda, like, tumbler, like, coffee mug that I saw at the World of Disney in Disney Springs and didn't buy it when I should have because it is not on Shop Disney. And, of course, when I got home from our trip, my husband was like, we bought all these things for the kids.
Where's my present?
And he didn't get anything for me. And I told him about it, and I was like, but I didn't think you'd really want it. Like, you know, and he's, like, really disappointed that – I didn't get it for him. So. Mm-hmm. So again, this is something that you can only get in the parks or at the World of Disney and Disney Springs. So if you are local, I think the man in your life might also love, it's a Tervis coffee mug, like a stainless one though. And it's got the child on it and it's adorable and I love it. And I'm super sad I didn't get it. So get it for the man in your life.
There you go. And if you are still looking in the coffee range, I think some of these gifts, I said this year's gonna be a little different. Usually for my husband, I buy him like dress shirts and dress pants and, you know, all that stuff for him. And I'm like, you're not leaving. You don't leave. You don't go to the office. You don't leave the house. So now I'm having to come up with other ideas. So I think as you were talking about, you know, coffee mugs, you know, they have a Darth Vader one. It's a jumbo one for the man that needs a lot of caffeine. They have one of those at Shop Disney. They have a few of them that are around $17 because they are drinking coffee in the house now because they're not leaving. So there's always that one. I think another fun one, and this one's just, again, because they're not really going to the office. I saw this one. It's a holiday advent calendar for socks for men. I thought this was kind of cute. My husband's wearing like sweatpants every day. So I'm like, well, maybe we can use these socks and that might be fun. So they have all different characters for men. You know, I think before COVID, it was, you know, they'd wear nice dress socks and things are a little different now.
So I think apparel for men is always a safe bet.
Yes.
Mark tends to have like he has a bajillion t-shirts with like logos and weird funny sayings on them. So I think it's always a safe bet to get him another one of those. And I, on Etsy, we always have really good luck finding t-shirts with like personalized stuff. He has one t-shirt that says, Jack, Sam, Charlie, and Lily, I am your father. Darth Vader on it. So if you want to personalize, otherwise Shop Disney is always a safe bet. They have awesome hoodies that are always available. You can go the Star Wars theme, which is always a hit with the guys, although also with the girls, because I'm a huge Star Wars fan too. But
yes,
those are always a safe bet also for the dude in your life.
The dude. All right. So what else do we have for men? One of the ones I liked, it's actually on Shop Disney. For the Star Wars fan, as we were talking about Star Wars, they have a money clip and it's just kind of a plain silver money clip, but it says do or do not. There is no try. I thought it was kind of cute because, again, it's one of those things where you don't really know what it is right. Unless you know Star Wars and know you know, the phrase.
And you're getting up close to somebody else's money to look at it.
Right. I also love that it's a money clip. Like, do it.
So, the subliminal message.
Yes. I thought it was super cute. So yeah, that's a good one for the Star Wars fan. Yes. Do we have
And I love this last idea that we yes. Is it our last idea? I don't know.
Yes, it is.
The Hidden Magic of Walt Disney World. There's that book. There's Hidden Mickeys of Disney World that you could get. And then Mark, a couple years ago, got for himself a book about, gosh, I have to go find the name of it, but he loved it. It was all about the business side of Disney and how they're such a successful company.
Oh, that's cool.
So those are always popular because, again, you know, books are, I don't know. They're a cool thing to buy for somebody who they'll think about you every time they open it.
Well, I also love things that are like related to Disney lore or the sides of Disney that you don't really think about that go beyond the entertainment, you know, and just sort of help you understand, you know, how the magic is created. I think these are books really, I feel strongly they're for adults only because you don't want to like rip back that curtain on kids, but when you're an adult, it's really neat to realize how they do this and all the things that they do to make it what you experience when you go.
I think those kinds of books are also helpful because my husband is usually like a silent partner in our Disney trips.
Yes.
And so I think books like these help them become more invested in the trip because then they have more of an appreciation of, oh my gosh, I read this book. Do you know that thing over there that we're looking at, this is the history behind it. This is this cool.
They do like to drop their knowledge. Yeah.
They do. They do. So help them drop their knowledge.
Yeah, give them the knowledge to drop, right?
Yes.
I can't think of anything else for men. I mean, I think those are some great ideas.
I think this is a good list.
I think it's a good list for men. So I think we're going to move into the tweens next.
Yes.
All right. Yes. I don't know
a lot of those men gifts are good for teens, for teen boys, and a lot of the mom or women gifts were good for teenage girls. But the tweens are like they're a whole other species.
Yeah. Jinx.
I was going to say, I have no knowledge in this. I don't. Oh. It's very scary. I have no knowledge.
They're like not even human, but I do like the idea of a watch for them so that they can realize that time is something that's important.
Will it help, you think?
So almost anywhere, especially on Shop Disney, but almost anywhere again, like even at, what did I say earlier, Kohl's or whatever, you can get watches, Mickey, Minnie, Star Wars, whatever. And then one of the things that I was mentioning or that I wanted to mention was that we talked about this. I think I posted it because someone was asking about what to do with your Magic Band puck if you wear a watch also. And I think I had said that you can get those slap bracelets and put the puck inside the puck holder on the slap bracelet and then take the bracelet off, you know, and just put the – am I making any sense? Put the puck holder on your watch band. Well, so that can get expensive. They're like $30, I think, at Disney, those slap bracelets. I mean, I guess then you can give the slap bracelet to a younger kid. But also I found on Etsy today also just a puck holder that you can slide on to your Apple Watch or your whatever watch. So it, you know, if you're getting a watch, you can get them a puck holder too. And then
you
throw their Magic Band on there. I think that's a really cool idea.
I think the other
idea for like a group of gifts that my kids, my tween, I guess I just have one tween now, would like would be a phone case because it's attached to him. So he'd definitely get a lot of use out of it. And then a pop socket because it's a cute little feature that you can have on your phone that, you know, he drops it all the time. So maybe this would help.
Yeah, the pop sockets are really convenient and you can find all kinds of different ones and all different vendors as well. So those are neat. And then I think this is probably more appropriate for a tween girl, but we talked about the Loungefly backpacks. I know that my tween would absolutely love one of those.
Mm-hmm. But they also – Loungefly also makes wallets that aren't always feminine. You know, I think my tween probably could use a wallet so that he doesn't have crumpled up dollar bills all over his room.
So. What's he doing for those dollar bills?
Well, what do you want to know? Quarantine's been a bitch. Oh, God. Sorry.
There's a – yeah, anywho. Children? Should we go to children?
I'm so sorry. Disney puzzles make a great gift.
Puzzles, they're great for the whole family.
I was saying they're great for the whole family. I feel like puzzles have like taken on a whole life of its own since quarantine.
Yes.
They've made a comeback for sure.
They made an intense comeback. Like we were at the store the other day and the kids picked out a Christmas Yoda puzzle. And they picked it out. And I looked at them and they're just like, well, we want to do this now. And I'm like, when did you get into puzzles?
Quarantine.
But it was quarantine. So yeah, we found a really cool one. So Disney has a bunch that are about $20 and up, the regular style puzzles. Then I found this really cool, amazing wooden one that I would love. But it's like a 3D wooden one of Cinderella's castle. It looks awesome. It looks, you know, I think possibly a tween or even a teenager might really like this.
Or even a 40-something-year-old woman like me.
Exactly.
Is it, where is this, Lori?
This one is at Shop Disney. So
I did see that.
Yeah.
It looks really cool. It looks like what are those things that we used to do in high school? Where we made the balsa wood?
Yes.
Like model airplane stuff.
Yes.
It looks like it's that kind of material almost, but pretty.
I was gonna say it's pretty. It's one of those things too where I feel like puzzles, once the kids are finished,
it's 3D, right?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what to do with it. This 3D one would look gorgeous on a shelf.
Yeah, you totally could display it. Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
but definitely, that's a great idea to stock up on puzzles, because who knows if there's going to be a quarantine again.
And it may be coming again.
and again, puzzles have made a comeback this year, and I think that your tween would appreciate having some options.
I'm looking at a picture of it right now. We should put it on the Facebook page.
It's pretty,
it's
right?
Gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. It is a little pricier, so it's $149. So it's,
but again, it's display. It's like again, a two for one kind of thing.
It's a two for one. It's entertainment if you're in quarantine, and then it's display purposes, that'll last a long time. So this one's a really cool one. We will definitely post this one. I really like it. This one's intricate too, and it has a lot of details to it. I like it.
I'm
afraid I wouldn't be able to figure out how to put it together.
I know. I was literally just picturing myself like cursing in front of my kids trying to figure this out. But yeah, it's family. It's good old-fashioned family fun.
Right. I feel like the kids probably will be able to put it together, but I wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, anyway, if you're not into a 3D puzzle like this, there are a gazillion puzzles on Shop Disney. Even if you just walk into a Barnes & Noble, they have a million Ravensburger Disney puzzles. In all the way,
I love your word of the day today, skazillion.
Have I said that a few times?
You have, and it's a good one.
It's a good word.
It's a good word. It's not actually a word, but thank you.
We should
trademark skazillion. All right. Well, speaking of skazillion, there are a skazillion things that we can buy for kids, because let's face it, they're like the funnest age group to shop for, because aren't we all just kids really deep down anyway? So I don't even know where to start. So,
I think we have to start with the child.
Yes, we have to start with the child. So Shop Disney had a whole bunch of top gifts. This one, so there's two of the child's plushes. There is one that is pre-order right now. It is the one that moves. I've seen the commercial for this one.
Is it creepy?
No, I don't. I mean, as creepy as he is in the movie or in the TV show,
I guess. This is like Tickle Me Elmo awesome.
Oh, so Tickle Me Yoda.
Tickle me the child. That sounds weird.
Thank you. Anyway, moving on.
We are on a roll today, girls. Tickle me Yoda sounded much better.
So this is not an actual Tickle Me, like Tickle Me Yoda, but it is the child, and it's a plushie that moves.
The similar movements, I would imagine.
I actually think I might have to get this for my husband. Like, no.
I was gonna say, they're running the commercial right now on TV because my kids have like gone berserk for this. But it's pre-order, and I kept looking at Shop Disney, and it's not really giving me an answer for if you pre-order when it's going to come.
Yeah.
I'm sure in time for the holidays.
I was going to say, it's got to come in time for the holidays, because they have been really advertising this one.
It's it's not like a soft plushie. Like, it's like a, it's not like, it's like rubber, and it has a remote control, and it'll like walk around the room, and like it has a joystick. Oh my God, I'm totally gonna get this.
It's super cute. So this one's
deliver to Paris? I guess you're gonna find out.
Oh my gosh, I would have to pay a fortune, but maybe I don't know where we're gonna be for Christmas. So
maybe Lori's just gonna buy it, and we'll live vicariously through her.
And then you can do it that way. But yeah, this one's pre-order. It's $69.99, so it's $70. So this one's on the pricier side. If you're looking for a less pricey one, they do sell the child plush. Which is just the stuffed animal, still super cute. We have one of these. It's been sleeping in my son's bed for like the past 3 months. It's just adorable. We watched Mandalorian last night, the second episode. And that one was a little creepy. He was But regardless, he's super cute. So yes, that is one of the two, some of the big gifts they have there. We can get into some of the girls' stuff. We have one of the bigger ones that was selling, and this one is again on the pricier side, but I've seen this one be advertised as well. It's the Arendelle Frozen 2 playset. I don't have girls. I wish I did, because this looks adorable.
Yeah, it's so many pieces.
There are a lot of pieces, but again, the detail of the
it's very cute. I sadly have, you know, my three boys and my one girl who's actually my fourth boy, because she could care less about princesses. So this will not be made. We're more likely to get the child moving child thing. The moving child thing. than the Frozen 2 playset. But super cute. Wish my girl was into it, because I would get it.
Yes, it's definitely for the big Frozen fans. The playset is, again, this Arendelle playset is very intricate, very detailed, comes with figurines. It is pricey. It's $140.
It's like a dollhouse.
It is a dollhouse. It's full Frozen too. Right. So it's definitely.
I wish they just sell, which they probably do just sell the characters, because Lily does have, like, she has a very elaborate dollhouse my dad made for her. And she would totally play with the Frozen dolls in her dollhouse, which would be totally out of Frozen.
Don't be cheap, Jen. Get her the whole thing.
Right?
She wouldn't play with it. Literally, she would not play with it, because she has this dollhouse that she plays with. It's kind of funny, because my dad built the dollhouse. My mom bought her all of these accessories and stuff, so she has like the dining room set and the living room and the study and the da 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 da, and she puts it all we have it on this big table covered in AstroTurf, so it looks like it's in a yard, and she always, the first thing she does is she takes all the furniture out and she puts it on the AstroTurf for like a yard sale and just plays with her little dolls inside the empty house. So that's why I said, if they just sold the dolls separately, she would totally do it. But it's not happening.
Yes. It's, you know what? It's definitely for the Frozen fans. You know, it's a litter on the pricey side. They do sell the figurines for Frozen 2, so that's definitely an option too. Another one that they came out with, which is apparently on their hot list, is princess dolls that have light up dresses. They are selling for $24.99. They have Cinderella, Belle, Tiana, Aurora. So those ones are super cute. For the princesses in your life. And then I guess for both, you know, princesses and princes, they have the classic talking Woody and Buzz dolls.
We've had those forever, and those are always and still a huge hit in our house.
I would say they're huge. We've had Buzz for years.
Yeah. We have Buzz, Jesse. We have Buzz, Jesse, Woody, and Bullseye, and Lily still plays with them. And I think those toys were probably Charlie's, if not Jack's.
Yeah. They last forever.
They do. They do. Because they all, my kids, you know, they all do. They beat their toys up.
Yes.
And these have lasted forever.
Oh, no. I mean, at this point, Buzz's helmet's been cracked. I think it's taken off. We had Zorg. Zorg's gotten the little pieces. But they last for years. So these are great toys. And I think
the one thing that's on our favorite thing list that is totally up Lily's alley is just like I want the grown-up Disney Parks cookbook.
Yes.
They have one for kids, the Disney Princess cookbook. It's on Amazon for $12, and she would be all over this because she does. She loves cooking and
mine too.
Eating. I was gonna say, I actually have this book. I know. I know. Somebody gave it to me as, I think it was a gift, but it was like a white elephant, in which I was like, this is not white elephant. I love this.
Yeah.
But it is a very cute book. It has, especially for the kids, a lot of pictures in it. All the recipes are referenced to each princess. It is a really, really cute cookbook. And you know, again, people really got into their cooking this year, and I think the kids have too. So, you know, maybe a COVID silver lining is we're going to have a whole bunch of really great chefs that are going to come in.
True. Look at you.
Right? So I think this is a really cool gift.
That is cute. That is cute.
Yeah. And it's not expensive at all.
No.
No. No. That would be cute. And then you could, I always love gifts where I can pair a bunch of gifts that go together well. That would be really fun to pair with, like, I bet there's a cute, like, Disney themed apron and chef's hat and stuff like that. That's,
oh, yes.
I'm thinking of it.
And spatulas and.
Yes, how cute, right?
Yeah, that would be adorable.
All right.
I like that. I like that a lot. And I think our last gift for kids, I actually bought.
This looks super cute.
It's the Forky Creativity Set. We bought this during quarantine. And it is adorable. We got it for all three of our boys. You create Forky. Just kind of like she did. They give you the spork and it's taller, so it's a lot bigger. But then you put Forky together, but then you also put together Bunny and Chick. This gift was awesome because
three in one.
Yes, because three kids and they all picked a character and they all put it together. They hold up pretty good. Forky's in a couple pieces laying around our playroom right now.
Yeah, but I mean, the other alternative is to buy a spork and some googly eyes.
Right? It doesn't work. No, this one is size friendly for kids. My 2-year-old helped put it together up to my 8-year-old. So it was, I thought this was a really, really cute one.
I also love gifts that encourage creativity.
Yes.
Yeah. And this is like a 2-in-1 thing. Well, it's a 3-in-1 because you have three characters, but not only do they get to build them, but then they get to play and pretend with them, which is so cute.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, it makes you think of it. Like you said, it's just like the movie where she like creates and plays.
Actually, Lily, this morning when I was making her lunch, I gave her a little thing of mandarin oranges and she said, could you give me a spork instead of a spoon? Because then I can make Forky. And I'm like, I'm not giving you a spork. Take the spoon.
It's very funny. Has a spork.
So yes, and that one, the Sporky Creativity Set is on Amazon for $12. Target was selling it for bits. I think that's where I got mine, but I haven't seen it. So I would just get it on Amazon. $12 is not very expensive.
No, I think this is an awesome gift. For this kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it's an awesome, awesome gift.
It's going on my list.
Yes, I like it. So next, we are down to the babies.
Which I have no input in. I don't even have any babies to buy for anymore. I can buy for your baby.
Yeah, you can buy for my babies. So the babies list is kind of, you know, it's little things with them. So the first one, which is, they label it as bath toys. I don't, sure, they can go in the bath. I worry about these ones just because you get water in them, then you can get mold, blah, blah, blah.
They're gross.
I have a couple of these sets from Mickey and Minnie's and Friends to I think we have a Frozen set, a Pixar set. We have a bunch. These rubber, I guess, figurines that can go in the bath if you want are perfect for kids, especially babies. They're great chewing things if they're clean. They can play with them. My 2-year-old still plays with them and they are pretty much indestructible. They're one of the toys you can just leave with the kids and not have to worry about something breaking, something falling off. I love these. So these come in sets. These are on Shop Disney. And then there is there. You can always do the classic for babies. Their very first Mickey or Minnie. So they have a bunch of those. They have Christmas Mickey and Minnies. They have regular ones you can get. And then they also have a Mickey Pillow Pet, which is adorable as well.
Yeah, I loved those. So my kids love pillow pets. They have like a unicorn and a bumblebee and whatever. And they loved them when they were little. But now they have a Mickey Mouse one, which I think is so great.
Aww. Those are adorable. So yes, all that's found on Shop Disney. And then one of the other items on Shop Disney, which we actually bought for our youngest when he was under one, is they have an adorable Christmas Mickey pajama set. I would recommend buying this before Christmas so it can be used all of the month of December. But it's an outfit and it's a very comfortable and well-buttoned outfit for changing diapers. It comes with a hat and a bib. And I think it came with a little rattle that we didn't necessarily use, but the bib we used all the time and the hat worked out well too. We used this, I mean, we took him to see Santa in this outfit. He wore it on Christmas Eve. I love this outfit.
So that's cute.
It's very cute. And then one of our last items is a set of 12 Disney classic little golden books, which I love.
I love the little golden books. They're cute.
They're adorable. So I think this one's great. The little golden books, you got to be careful with the little babies. But, I mean, we read like 2 to 3 stories a night at this point to the two-year-old. So I think this is wonderful, and it's a great set. And that's on Amazon for $25.
Cute.
Yeah. So I think that's it for the babies. We're going to do one last category for the family. So these are good gifts to give to everyone, or, you know, to give to another family that you know of, or, you know, whatever gifts that you're giving, you know, nieces and nephews, that type of thing. So what do we have first on our list?
There's an awesome game. I don't know who puts it out, called Villainous. And it's a really neat game where, like, it's about the Disney villains, and every player is a different villain. And based on that villain's character and strengths, they have a different objective. So not everybody is really playing for the same thing. Everyone's trying to do something different. It's a really cool game. It's complicated, but not too complicated. So adults can enjoy it and kids can enjoy it. It's a really, really neat game. And they have that on Amazon for $35. I've seen it all over the place.
I think that's going on my list.
It's a great game. Super fun.
Yeah, that looks awesome. And again,
another good one to have in your arsenal for in case there's another quarantine.
Or if you're in Chicago and the weather just sucks.
Yeah, yes. For winter, yeah. Right. We play this like when we have families come to visit us. We'll play together. You know, like, oh, it's true. It's super fun. It's a good one.
It's a good thing. That's always a fun thing to do when people are over, rather than have the kids sit next to each other and not talk because they're all on their devices.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a cute one.
So speaking of devices,
if you don't already have it, because yes. I feel like everybody and their mother purchased this year during lockdown. But if you don't already, a Disney Plus subscription makes a great gift, and you can gift it for a year, or you can buy it for your own family for the year. I think it's, what did we say? It was $80 for the year.
I think they said they were running for $70. There might be some tax, so it might be closer to $80. But for a year, and I'll do a Disney plug here for a second. I had this conversation with my cousin the other day, because she's like, well, they don't want to just watch Disney shows, like Disney Junior shows. It is far from just Disney Junior shows.
It's not the Disney Channel.
No,
at all.
It is not the Disney Channel. I said they have anything from like the old shows before, like DuckTales and Darkwing Duck, to old school Mickey, to obviously the
documentaries.
Yes, they have Star Wars. They have Marvel now, which my kids are losing it over.
The Simpsons, which we talked about in another podcast.
Yes, they have Simpsons. They have I think Animal Planet, like National
something like I think you're right.
They have education.
We watch it all the time. And my kids, I mean, I have older kids, and like, and we watch it all the time because we're a big Star Wars family and a big Marvel family. So anytime we want to watch a Star Wars or a Marvel show or movie, that's obviously we're going to Disney Plus. But they also have all the nostalgia. Like, I remember right when quarantine started, I watched Pollyanna. I watched oh my gosh, what's that one with the twins, with
Witch Mountain?
No, but I watched that too.
The Parent Trap.
Yes, the parent trap. It's fun. It's, you watch all this stuff that reminds you of your childhood. Plus they have all the things that are on the Disney Channel and Disney Junior, and, you know, I think we went through a High School Musical phase during
quarantine and right now. You release a whole bunch of stuff like behind the scenes. So I would say Disney Plus really works for the entire family. You know, even like us adults, and we still haven't mentioned the one thing that you went crazy for this summer, which was Hamilton.
Absolutely.
So that's
not to mention the fact that, like we said, it's about $80 for if you're doing a 1 year solo subscription, but they also always have deals if you're bundling it with Hulu and ESPN. So check it out. It makes a good gift, and it's something you can all enjoy together. So.
Yes. So no, that one's great. Another one that's been on my list for quite some time. And I feel like it has to be a family gift because it's so expensive. They've had Lego sets for Cinderella's castle and for Disney's train and station. I want this Lego set.
We have it. We have them all.
I feel like I've spent so many hundreds of dollars on Lego sets for Harry Potter, for Star Wars, for all of that, for Marvel, for my kids. I'm like, I want this one.
We have the Cinderella castle, and the cool thing about it is, you know, so it definitely is for older kids to put together, or husbands,
yes,
but or wives, whatever. My kids played with it forever, and just like the puzzle, it was displayed on a bookshelf in my living room for months. So it's a threefer. Yeah. It's a toy. It's a Lego set. It's a toy you can play with and a display. And we have so many of them. We have the train station too. This is where honestly, everyone in my family's happy. I'm happy because it's Disney. My husband's happy because it's Legos. My kids are happy because it's Legos and a toy and Disney. So we have that. We also have the Millennium Falcon. We have a ridiculous amount of Legos for a family of only female children, but the girls love Legos too. That's the beauty of it. They also have ones that are they have a bunch of Harry Potter ones that are really awesome. My daughter has
the ones that we have.
My daughter has a ton of
Harry Potters. A ton.
We didn't spend the money on the Cinderella's castle, but we definitely have Hogwarts.
Yeah, the Hogwarts one is so cool. And then my daughter has a Hedwig one, so it's just like a statue of Hedwig, but it moves. The arms go up and down, so it's not really a toy, but it's still really neat. And they have a child one, Baby Yoda, whatever you want to call them. They have a Darth Vader one. There's a ton of them, and Legos are the gift that keeps on giving. Really, yeah.
I will say they can get pricey. So the Cinderella's castle and Disney's train and station, they run about $350. But again, really cool gift. That we could do, and I think we're gonna get into our absolute last one, which is by far the best gift you could ever give.
Absolutely.
The gift of a Disney vacation. I mean,
yeah.
Have any of you ever done it? I've done it.
We've done it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, frankly, I'm going to take my kids to Disney anyway, so I might as well put it under the tree. And there are so many awesome ways that you can present this as a gift.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say this year we're doing it. We told the kids ahead of time. For the pure sake of getting them through e-learning, to give them something to look forward to. We just told them ahead. But we're going down for 2 weeks, and we, you know, are telling them we're going to Disney, and, you know, but I am going to then take this as one, their gift, and two, expand a bit where the items I would typically get for a Disney vacation anyways, I'm going to wrap those ones up and put them under the tree.
Yeah, we're going also. We're going to be there the 23rd of December through the 1st of January, and my kids know already. But a couple of years ago, I did surprise them. I got a huge empty box that I think it had like an oven in it or something at one point, and I wrapped it in wrapping paper, and I put all sorts of red and black balloons and then a couple of Mickey, those foil balloons in there, and I put their magic bands and t-shirts at the bottom of the box. And so when they opened the box, the balloons came out, and it was super cute. And so that was like 3 years ago that I did that. And so I had a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old and then two littler ones, and all of them were excited. So Disney surprises are not just for the little kids. Everybody gets excited. So
no, and I mean, this year alone has been people canceled vacations, they had to rearrange plans, they've had to do everything. And I really think with this year, you know, it's more about the hope and what we can do. And we don't know what's going to happen, but if you give, you know, at least the kids can look forward to it right now. And I hope, you know, if you book come the summer, everything will be somewhat back to normal. But you know, I think it's a gift right now that, you know, is really, really important. And, you know, I say to my husband, instead of giving them more stuff that is just sitting in our house and that type of thing, I really enjoy giving, you know, a vacation. And I think it's something that the kids remember.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it definitely doesn't have to be, like we said, like it doesn't have to be, you know, you're giving them this big surprise that they're going tomorrow or they're going next week or they're going whenever. I mean, you can give them this gift and say, all right, it's been a tough year. Merry Christmas. We're going to go to Disney over your summer break. And then you can have all sorts of activities leading up to it and everything. So,
yeah. And you can, you know, so one of the things that we've done in the past is we put like a Mickey ornament on the tree with a little sign on it that says you're going. And then we're going, you know, over the spring or whatever, or give them autograph books or give them lanyards and pins for trading. There's just a million ways to tell them so that they have something to open, even though they're not going for a while.
Yes. Yes.
I like the idea of giving a suitcase. Like they have so many adorable like Disney suitcases, right? Like roller suitcases, and you stick like a couple, like a set of family t-shirts in there, you know, like Mr. and Mrs. Incredible and Dash and whatever you want to go as. Put that in there and be like, hey, guess what? There's your outfit for when we go in June or whatever.
Yes.
I love it.
I love that idea. Plus you're giving practical things that they may need. If you need a suitcase, you're getting a suit, like, you know, like you're getting them a suitcase, you're getting them clothes.
All stuff that they can use.
Correct. Everything that you can use. So I think this is amazing. I've seen everything from grandparents gifting it to their entire family and surprising everything to them. I've seen husbands surprise wives with it.
And what a year for it too, you know?
Yes.
Like it's been a heck of a year.
Right?
So, I mean, what a nice idea. Like all of these gifts are such great ideas, and it's so nice to think of, like, to get excited about things again and to plan. And this is just like an extension of that. And we need it. We need some good news.
Yes. So that is our all important Disney gift list, which I think is more important than Oprah's, but I'm just, just me.
You hear that, Bobs? Yes. So
we are our Mousket tip, Jen.
Yeah. So definitely the Mousket tip of the day is to look for those deals. Shop Disney is always having specials or deals or combinations of deals. They're running a bunch of them right now. So look for discounts, particularly if you have a Disney Visa. There's always a 10% off if you use your Disney Visa to pay for your purchase. So you just use DRVC member as your coupon code, and anything $75 and up, you get free shipping with that promo code SHIPMAGIC plus that 10% off. So definitely use that, look for deals, and have fun shopping.
So can I just say that while we've been here recording, I actually have been on Shop Disney and doing a little shopping.
Can I admit that so have I?
I don't want to say what I bought because he might be listening, but I used Ship Magic.
I just want to say that it wasn't anything for the person who's listening.
But the person who's speaking. Anyway, I used the Ship Magic discount. I used the DRVC member discount, which is for the Disney Visa. And I also used a Cheer 20 for some adorable Disney holiday face masks, because we can all use more face masks.
So why not?
Because I wasn't at the $75 for shipping. So I just bought something else so I could get free shipping.
Why not?
So there you go. So I'm super excited. I'm hitting purchase right now.
Mazel tov.
Yeah. In keeping with the theme. So thanks for the Mousket tip, Jen, because I actually didn't.
Pleasure.
I had totally forgotten about the 10% with the Disney Visa. So you saved me a couple more bucks.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. So I guess that's it. That's it for our gift guide. So happy shopping, happy discount coding, and it would not be a favorite things or gift episode without your favorite Mousket Moms giving you a gift as well. So we'd like to announce a new giveaway that's going to be starting this week. Keeping in the theme with our penchant for a good glass of wine, we'll be giving away the I Wine Because I'm Not in Disney glass that we talked about earlier, and a bottle of Once Upon a Vine wine where available. We can't ship that everywhere, but we will try. We'll give that away to one lucky winner. So visit our Facebook page, Mousket Moms, a Disney podcast, for details about entry. And if you missed our big announcement a couple of weeks ago, last week, or these Mouskamoms are now travel planners with Kingdom and Cruise Travel. Check out our website, kingdomandcruise.com, and our Facebook page, facebook.com/kingdomandcruise. And as always, for more Disney fun and the latest news, follow along on our Facebook page, Mouskamoms, a Disney podcast, and our blog, mouskamomsblog.com. Thank you for listening and having a drink with us this week. Tune in every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for new episodes. Mouskamoms are avid travel enthusiasts, and our podcast is sponsored by Kingdom and Cruise Travel. If you are interested in booking a vacation to Disney or any other worldwide destination, be sure to check out the website, kingdomandcruise.com, and their Facebook page, Kingdom and Cruise Travel. These traveling moms are signing off. And remember,
please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M.I.C.
See you real soon.
K.E.Y.
Why? Because we like you.